Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Business Writers Radio. Brought to you by Business Writers Exchange.
Welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Business Writers Radio. Stone Peyton Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. And of course, as always, our fearless producer, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you guys doing this morning, gentlemen?
Doing good.
All right, all right.
Hey, this could be a fantastic segment. Lee, you ready for this?
I am. I love the show where we really kind of dig deep in the writing process with some of the best authors around.
All right. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast number one best-selling author, speaker, trainer, storyteller, TV success story, Mr. Jason Omen. How are you, man?
I'm awesome. It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Jason, your first book was Conversations with Millionaires. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you share a little bit about what kind of compelled you to write that book? How'd that come about?
Yeah, well, it's kind of an interesting storyline here. So back in the late 90s, I was a featured success story on a TV infomercial with some millionaires. And then a guy got in touch with me to interview me on his radio show. This was an AM station before the internet stuff even happened. He interviewed me on his radio show, and I connected him with a mentor of mine, Robert Allen. Once we got Robert Allen for that show, we were able to leverage that to get a bunch of other people. And the testimonials and stuff that people gave from those interviews were so powerful and profound that I realized this is little tiny AM radio station in New York. Anybody who wasn't within a stone's throw of the station never heard it. What about all the other hundreds of millions of people who could benefit from this? Mm-hmm. They're all going to miss out forever. So what can we do to kind of solve that problem? And Conversations with God with Neil Donald Walsh was huge at the time.
Right. Yeah.
And kind of put two and two together, said, hey, Conversations with Millionaires. Let's take the interviews, get them transcribed, turn them into an ebook first at the time. And the feedback was just phenomenal. I mean, it was, you couldn't ask for better feedback for a first-time author. And I said, we need to turn this into a book and launch it to the world. And we did, and became a number one bestseller.
Now, when you were writing the book, was that the first time you'd ever written anything of that, you know, length before?
Well, yeah, I cheated. It was a transcript of interviews. So I didn't actually have to sit and write that one. But
so how did you go about like kind of organizing that? What was your process? Like, did you just let me write down every millionaire I can think of and then let me reach out to them to interview them?
Yeah, basically, you know, he had a radio show. He wanted to get some big names. He's very much into personal development and success kind of stuff like I am. So the whole thing was, how can we really get some of these, you know, monster level gurus? Eventually, we got Tony Robbins for the show. And, you know, how do you kind of do all this kind of stuff?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, right. A couple people have. So it was one thing led to the next. And, you know, you get big names. You know, once we got Robert Allen, we were able to get Mark Victor Hansen because, of course, they're friends. And each thing led to the next. We got Jim Rohn before he passed. You know, that helped open the door for Tony Robbins as well. And it was just an amazing process.
So I have to ask, do millionaires just think differently than the general population? They think differently, don't they?
1,000,000%. Yeah. It's really all in how you... A lot of this, after a while, it's about how you condition yourself. So it just becomes your natural habit. You don't have to think about it. But initially, it's really what you focus on expands. How you think, what you focus on, like what you focus on is where your focus goes. It's what your actions follow. Take the right actions by focusing on the right thing, and it can grow to bigger and better things. So focus expands.
Well, and they make bigger mistakes, right? I mean, everything they do is bigger, right? They have bigger successes, but they make bigger mistakes. They make bigger decisions. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. And what's amazing about that is the bigger the blunder, the more powerful the lesson. And sometimes it's the big blunders that teach you the best lessons that can help you take things bigger, farther, better, more impactful from there.
Now, when you're talking about something like failure or risk or things like that, the average person, that's like kind of a roadblock. They don't even want to consider that. Is that the same for millionaires, or they're not as risk averse?
Well, it's a conditioning process. You know, it's basically you take a small risk, you get a good reward without a major problem. Hey, this isn't so bad. You take a little bit more risk, you get, you know, maybe a bigger, better reward, maybe not as big, but you realize that by taking the actions, risk is a big kind of, I don't want to use the word fallacy, but that's what comes to mind. Like, if you literally want to go to the store because you need some food because you're hungry, you got to get there somehow. there's risk. You know, if you walk and you have to cross the street and there could be cars, that's a risk. If you get in your car and you drive, that could be a risk. Like the simplest little things have a risk if you make the risk your entire focus. If you just go, hey, I want to go get some food, and you put your focus on the food, the risk is not that big a deal. You just handle it and go to what your goal is.
And what is it that you think holds most people back? I'm sure this fear of risk might be part of it, but I have heard it said there's also this thing of fear of success.
Mm.
Have you ever run across anything like that?
Yeah, I think there is a big aspect of that out there. That kind of goes with it too. I think everything having to do with success and entrepreneurial and business is a conditioning process. And the more you condition yourself to take the right actions, get great results, take things to the next level from there, it's like really in sports, nobody becomes a great athlete without conditioning and practicing. Nobody wins the Super Bowl the very first time they ever step foot on a football field.
Right.
It's a process and you got to condition it. That's why they practice. That's why they do the drills. Business can be a lot of the same way. You got to practice it. You got to learn the drills. The more you pay attention to the results you get from the actions you take, and then say, okay, what actions can I take, or how can I tweak the previous actions to really take things to the next level? It really can give you kind of a staircase to kind of climb up to get to higher and higher levels.
So this is kind of a self-serving question, but you know, then again, it's my show. So.
Perfect.
But I'm wondering what kinds of things you did to make sure that if you're going to have an interview with a Mark Victor Hansen, you know you're going to get something out of it. And you even have some ideas about how you're going to help other people benefit from the fact that you've had this conversation. What kinds of things did you try to do to make sure that it was also well worth Mark Victor Hansen's time? It was a good experience for that person to come in and invest the way that they did.
Right. It's interesting because I really found, and a lot of this, you know, hindsight is 2020 kind of thing. I found that the more great stuff that was pulled out of the different millionaires, the different interviewees, the more great stuff that was pulled out of them, the more they enjoyed it, the more impactful they knew that they were, the more that they knew they were there doing their best for the audience.
And that's a real driver for folks at that. They really do want to help, don't they?
You get what you give. And to the degree that you make a positive, powerful impact out there, you get more and more. And it's not just money. I mean, you know, it's amazing. I've been to some of these different events and seminars and watch the speaker get off the stage and see people from the audience run up and just give them a huge bear hug because of the difference that they make, you know? And that is a reward of a whole nother level than just the making money from it. So, you know, making a positive impact is a huge thing. It's awesome.
Now, do you have any advice for somebody who thinks that maybe they're in a hopeless situation, that there's, you know, they've tried some things and maybe it didn't work out, or that life is kind of a challenge for them now, you know, some baby steps they can take to kind of get their mojo back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that really, I find that there's an old saying in the success industry, success breeds success. And it just means that the more success you have, the more you realize what you're really capable of, what's really possible for you, what really could happen if you actually took things to the next level. I mean, why do these people that are so phenomenally successful, millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, even some of them billions, still doing what they do? Like, when is it time to retire? Well, why would you stop doing something that gives you so much fulfillment, that is so fun, to know you're making an amazing impact in people's lives and you get an enormous amount out of making that positive impact? Why would you stop doing what you love, that feels good, that's awesome, that makes you feel like every day is, you know, Christmas, and you're on the playground every day of life and that whole kind of thing?
So your day-to-day now, are you out speaking, coaching, consulting? What does your day look like these recently here?
Well, I'm actually in the process of finishing up a new course that literally I think is going to blow people's mind and make, you know, I really learned from all these different millionaires to focus on how can you make the biggest impact in other people's lives you possibly can. And so remind me in a second to kind of go into another part of the more recent story. But at a certain point, I kind of said, okay, if I could actually dive back into all the nuggets and amazing things that were shared from all the different millionaires, not just in the books, but also different millionaires that I've been able to spend time with and hang out with, you know, what is the stuff that they do? What is the thinking process? In essence, the formula that they use to really launch new income streams and take things farther and farther from there. Because if you literally could take some, you know, some fairly simple steps and create a new income stream and then rock things out to take that to higher and higher levels, and then anytime you wanted more, take the steps again, create another income stream. You want some more, take the steps again, take another, do the, you know, create another income stream. And I basically was able to kind of figure out what is literally the recipe, if you will, for coming up with ideas for new income streams. And so, you know, started sharing that with people. They went ballistically giddy over it. And it really, I said, you know what, I really need to take this and go increase the level of impact for other people. So I'm currently turning that into a full home study course that really breaks every single piece of it down and just lays it out so people can just like go through it. Oh my God, take the action. Oh my God, take the next action and just literally watch the results so that it inspires them to do bigger and better for themselves. Because I found that, you know, once you actually take some actions and get some great results from it, you realize what you're really capable of. And you also realize how much of a disservice you're doing to the world by not doing more that you really are capable of that you didn't even know you were, you know what I mean? Like you didn't really, you kind of thought you were capable, but not really sure. Then you got a little bit stair step up. Oh, hey, maybe I'm capable more than I thought. And it takes more actions. And as you take more actions, get more and more successful, you realize how much more you really were capable of than you ever even gave yourself credit for. Who are you to do yourself and the world the disservice of not taking things as far as you can? We're only here for a short period of time. I kind of, in fact, this cues me into what I was going to say a minute ago. Is it okay to kind of go into the
emotion story
here? Okay, yeah. So 2008. Okay, so 2001, I did the Conversation with Millionaires book. Did another project with 7 more millionaires, then more recently did the Conversations with Female Millionaires book. And before all of those, I was a TV success story on TV with some other millionaires. I went into that kind of thing, I think. But 2008, I had a brain aneurysm that put me in a 10-day coma with a 12 to 15% chance of survival. Obviously, I survived, so I'm here talking with you guys right now. I got to a point where it's like, okay, I survived. Nobody thought I would. Literally, 90 minutes before I got to that hospital, the same doctor who was working on me was working on somebody an hour and a half before that. And they put the little kind of helmet on the person's head to kind of, it reads, you know, how severe is it? What part of the brain is this in? And so hour and a half before I got there, the reading on the machine came back from somebody who had an aneurysm and it was, and they died literally like 30 seconds after the reading on the machine came back. I show up an hour and a half later, they put the helmet on my head to kind of do the reading on it. Same exact reading as what the person who just died earlier. The doctor looked at the nurse, put his head down, went, oh my God, we're about to lose another one. And here I am. And so, you know, you kind of go through this experience and hear kind of how close you were to being gone. And you say, hey, I must still be here for some kind of reason that's bigger than what I've done so far. How do I take it bigger, farther, make an even bigger impact from here? And so that's what the new course is focused on.
And that's the Conversation with Billionaires course?
I've had some people say that. No, you know, it's funny because many people have suggested that because it'd be exciting to kind of do that. But really, a billion is so far beyond most people's concept of what they think is possible for them that even though there might be some cool things in there, multimillionaire is not the worst kind of target to aim for. Let's kind of get to there. And then maybe if you want to take it to the next level from there, so be it. Now you actually have some more experience to build on from it.
And then, so what's your current book?
Well, the new course is based on the Unlimited Home Business Success stuff. Don't have an actual title for it yet because it's still kind of in the process.
But you know, part of that is to create these additional revenue streams you mentioned.
Right.
And that's a, I would think that that's a big difference in the way that a millionaire thinks as opposed to maybe a non-millionaire is millionaires have multiple revenue streams, whereas non-millionaires maybe have a job.
Absolutely,
that's their one revenue stream.
Yeah. And it completely locks them up and
they're vulnerable to that job.
I mean, it's handcuffs, you know, right. A 9-to-5 job is handcuffs that keep you locked to, for most people, never getting past that. You know, what if there was actually some simple things that you could do to at least have a chance to get past it?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got some results, oh my God, look what I just did. What else am I capable of? And really the more success people have, even if it's small levels at first, I find the more success they have, the more they realize of how much more they really are capable of than they ever gave themselves credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Goes back to the 4-minute mile thing. It's like, once it's been done, oh my God, what can really be done?
Now, speaking of things that had been done, you were part of something that had been done for the first time is to leverage the Amazon bestseller list.
Yeah.
Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, that was a pretty cool kind of thing. This was back in right around 1999 or 2000. A friend of mine, Mark, basically, he was the first one to kind of figure out, hey, here's how to turn a book into a bestseller on Amazon, shared with me, and nobody had ever done it because Mark didn't have a book at the time. And so anyway, that's what inspired me to say, oh my God, let's do this. And so I'm like, okay, I don't have a book. What am I going to do for a book? And then I kind of used a process, some steps that are in the Unlimited Home Business Success program that I'm turning into the new course. Took some steps, came up with the idea for Conversation with Millionaires, turned into an ebook. People went giddy over it, turned into a print book, became a number one bestseller. You know, it validated what Mark came up with on that formula. And it's been amazing. I mean, it's...
Is it still valid today, or was it something that is something that happened, you know, worked in the 90s? It doesn't work in the...
No, I think it's actually even more valid now because social media didn't exist back then. And so you can leverage social media to do things now that, you know, I couldn't back when I did that stuff originally. Right. So
early in the conversation, I asked about millionaires thinking differently, and it dawns on me as this conversation progresses, some of that is the product of they see things differently. And I got to believe when you have a life experience like you had, or an almost life-ending experience like you had, you see things through a different lens and in a different light. So things that may look like risk or dangerous, or the way you might process rejection, all that's much smaller potatoes to you after you almost died, maybe. Than yeah, it is,
absolutely.
Right?
Every single kind of thing that stresses people out and whatever, it's like, are you kidding? That's the thing that freaking dominates you as some kind of major thing? Are you kidding? So yeah, no, it's an interesting kind of thing.
So this has, I'm assuming, opened up opportunities to speak and coach and consult if you so desire. And if so, do you find that you're able to command higher fees because you're an author? Like if you're good in one discipline, that enables you, it gives you that much more credibility and maybe lets you command higher fees and get more exposure in another area? Like
absolutely.
Speaking.
You know, it's all leveraging what you've done to take things to the next level and then leveraging that. And it's, you know, goes back. Really, so many things I think in the business and entrepreneurial and the success world are just stair steps. You know, look at it like mm-hmm. a staircase. What's the very first step? How are you going to get to the top of the staircase where the big time is that you want to be at if you don't actually lift your foot up and take the first step? You know, and I know I'm kind of over stupidifying it or whatever, but like that is the real reality of nobody becomes millionaire, multimillionaire, billionaire without actually taking some steps. And it's from the steps they take that they get the results that teach them the lessons of themselves and what they're capable of, and lessons of what else and what higher levels are capable from here. And take actions, get the results, use that to figure out what the next step is to take.
Now, the delivery medium for your course, is it video, audio, text? Is it delivered? I assume it's delivered in some sort of technological way. You're not out there teaching this thing live a lot, probably, right?
No, I've considered doing that, but I just feel like I can't serve as many people doing it.
Yeah,
live.
You'd never get to enough. Right?
There's just way more people that can benefit from it. And going back to the whole thing, who am I to do the disservice of all the other people by spending my time teaching only 10, 20, 50?
So what's the platform? Is it video or audio?
Oh, it's video, audio, and written. It'll be a, you know, a delivered home study course.
Right.
I mean, the difference this is going to be able to make for people is, sorry, I'm just smiling giddy ear to ear, as you guys can see. It's, well, being able to help people use, like very few people have had the experience of actually interacting and dealing with millionaires and multimillionaires and kind of figuring out, hey, and really it was from all the different millionaires, had it not been for all of them, and then saying, what is the common factors that actually came along? Without the experience of all the different ones, you wouldn't have the, oh my God, they all had this in common. Oh my God, they all had this in common. Oh my God, you know, and it all kind of piles up together.
Right,
as
it validates that is so.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, hey, that's the same thing as
right,
the other one.
Not
which
a coincidence.
Is the same thing as the other one. Right? Yeah. And then you kind of go, oh my God, this is literally the recipe they all use.
Right.
And it's funny because I've talked with a couple really, really successful people about the different aspects of the formula. And they just kind of look and they go, huh? I never even realized that about myself. Like right. It would pinpoint something, put your finger on something they never even consciously anyway, right, realize that they were doing all along. So it's huge.
Now, when you build a following like this, they're reading your books, they're taking your courses. When you do show up in their city, maybe they do try to go see you speak. Do you have to put a lot of thought and attention toward keeping them engaged? Like, are you regularly communicating with them? Is there some sort of, this is a pedantic example, a newsletter is probably not the right approach, but is there some kind of ongoing engagement sort of dynamic going on?
Yeah, well, it's funny because, you know, a lot of what works now, a lot of what worked back when I originally did stuff, separate from the, you know, bestseller stuff, doesn't really work a whole lot. Like, basically, sending an email once a week on, I think I used to do like Thursday at 9 a.m. Everybody would get my emails. You know, this is back in 2005 or something. And then my whole head thing and, you know, how 10 years now later, the whole email thing doesn't really go very far anymore because everybody's inbox is so slammed full. Okay, what do you do? Right? One of the things that works really well is videos. And if you do videos and people love the videos and then they get an email from you in their inbox, oh, this is from that guy from that awesome video. Now the email is going to stand out because there's a reason for it too. You know, so you just adapt as things go on.
Now, can we talk a little bit about the mechanics of the publishing process? Did you start as a self-published book or was it traditionally published?
Yeah, self-published. Originally, it was actually just as an ebook. Mm-hmm. And that was back when ebooks were still a valid thing. And so just started as an ebook. And then the testimonials were amazing. I said, hey, got to turn this into a real book. So people that go into bookstores and all that kind of stuff can benefit from it too. And
so that was self-published as well as a traditional. Yeah. So what was it like to kind of navigate that process? Was it at that time, it must have been pretty new.
It was new and there wasn't anywhere near the technologies and possibilities that exist in today's world. Now it's like, oh, you want to be an author? You got the book? Okay, that day you're an author with print on demand and stuff. You know, it's amazing. It's so simple and easy for people to do it now. The only thing that gets in people's way is themselves. Mm-hmm. The actual, you know, steps to take and all that, they're so simple. I mean, literally, you know, use the same example again. Are you hungry? What are you going to do about it? You're going to actually get up and go to the refrigerator or go to a restaurant. Okay. So it's a simple action to take. Yeah. Well, so is this. Oversimplifying, but that's the reality.
So I want to get a little direct counsel here from you. If I'm an aspiring entrepreneur or aspiring millionaire, and I listen to something like this, and it sort of catches my ear, and I get a little bit inspired, which I think is very likely to happen. When I go out to the marketplace, I'm under the impression that there's going to be a lot of folks out there with some ideas or videos or books. Are there some things I can look for that will help me decide, hey, this is the course I should invest in, or, you know, this isn't right for me, or should I just not worry about it and just do something and try and just recognize I'm probably going to learn something from anybody that I go in and listen to, because there's so much out there, right?
Right. No, it's a great question. I find that when I, you know, and this is just me as a customer buyer of stuff too. When I buy something from somebody and it's got good, valid stuff, hey, this person creates good, valid stuff. What else do they have? Start there.
So at your first swing, maybe just go out and get a little bit of this or that. But then when you do find a Jason Ullman and it's really valuable and that's good for your business too, but then you say, okay, this is valid stuff. And then because Jason's going to come out with something else that tries to help. Because you know where I'm, Lee, I think about us. And I wonder if this too isn't one of those kind of barriers to more success. We have a neat thing going here. We make a pretty comfortable living. We have not only a studio, we have a network. So we've got this business and we've helped other business people go into business to have local studios. And I have a feeling that if we were to take Jason's looking glass for a few minutes and look at what we're doing through that lens, you know, there'd probably be 19 other things we ought to think about doing. You probably see that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, because we're not worried about the mortgage. We're not worried about what we're going to eat. We make pretty good living. It's fun. And who are we not to pursue some of these other paths, to your point?
Yeah. Well, the first thing that comes to mind is, you know, automation and packaging. As you're here doing the show, you're actually taking your own time and doing it, which is great. I mean, obviously what you guys are doing is awesome. What could be done to add more leverage to the equation so that I found that looking at things from the standpoint of how do I increase the positive impact basically fills in the blanks of every other kind of thing that needs to happen. Every little specific detail, maybe not, but it really plants the seeds and starts, you know, getting your mind to think of the ideas of, you know, ways to take things to the next level. Like just as random thought, because now we're talking about it. There could be cameras here where this could be video and it could be, you know, YouTube Live.
Right.
You know, and then amazing thing, you guys, of course, know David, who connected us all here. He's amazing at using video for SEO
right.
to get found by more people. And YouTube Live is an amazing kind of way to do that. You know, it's just kind of adding another mechanism to the equation that helps, increase the impact.
Well, in your career, you started out with a book. That's how it started, right? And the book kind of opened up doors into different areas. And now you work in the world of not books anymore, but books, a subset probably of a course, right?
Exactly.
And so now you look at a course has several things in it. How do you go about, or how did you go about when you were developing a course for the first time? What was the roadmap you were following of, okay, a course should have these elements. It shouldn't have these elements. It should have more of this, less of this. It'll have some elements of a book, I would imagine, in it, or maybe the book is the outline for the course. I don't know. But can you talk a little bit about how you move from a book to a course mentality?
Well, okay, sure. I'll give you a couple quick, quick, easy things. Think about it from the standpoint of and this is for somebody who already has a book, right? You're talking
right.
about? Okay. What would happen if you actually took the book and just read it into an audio and now you have an audio? Okay. What if you took different aspects of the book? Like, oh, this was a great sentence or chapter. It talked about something. Oh, I really should have elaborated more on that or given people more ways to do something or given them some ideas.
Or like a workbook portion.
Exactly.
Or something.
You can shift it over into workbook style. It's an amazing kind of thing to just look at and say, how could I repackage this? Look at it from a new set of eyes, like you talked about. Take it to the next level. I mean, there's really so many things that can be done. Who are any of us to not do the things that can increase the impact out there?
Well, that's the overarching lesson for me in all this. The question is not, it's not for you and I, Lee, and anyone listening to sit down and say, how can I make more money? The question is, how can I have more impact? How can I help people more? How can I help more people? And then to the degree that that happens, you're going to make more money or whatever your success criteria is. That to me is the overarching lesson in this whole conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's the win-win. It's all the win-win thing is the entire thing. Like if you want to win, help other people win. The bigger wins and the more people you help win, the bigger the wins you can create for yourself. And it's a whole lot funner and more fulfilling to make money seeing smiles exploding off people's faces because of how giddy they are about the impact that you made. And they paid you to be able to impact them in the way that caused the huge smile on their face. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, this conversation has been a huge win for me. And I know it has for you as well, Lee, and I'm sure it has for our listeners. Before we wrap, I want to make sure that our listeners know where they can go to learn more about your work, get their hands on these books, just a good set of coordinates for them to reach out and maybe have a conversation with you at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. All of my stuff is on my website at jasonoman.com. Last name Oman, O-M-A-N. So it's jasonoman.com.
And then before we wrap, I have one more thing. If you had one piece of advice for a new author, somebody who has never written anything, what would it be?
Well, there's subsets within it. So let me just throw out the big level of it. The biggest thing that creates forward progress towards success is in development of the right disciplines. Habits and disciplines determine every other thing that there is in life. You know, you look at people that are struggling, it's because they don't have enough of the right disciplines. You look at people that are cranking it out, hugely successful, the people that you admire and want to be like, they have amazing disciplines. Develop the right disciplines, anything is possible.
Well, Jason, it has been an absolute delight having you in the studio this afternoon. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you guys. This has been amazing. I've enjoyed it.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor, our guest today, Jason Oman, our fearless producer, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson, and everyone at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Business Writers Radio.
Business Writers Radio is brought to you by Business Writers Exchange. To learn more about developing a successful book and building your business around it, visit business-writers-exchange.com.